I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday. That means Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us in studio. And we missed you. We missed you at the fourth annual Bass Fry.
Well, I missed the Bass Fry. It was fun.
It was really fun. And by the way, it was the best weather yet. 86 degrees. We didn't even use air conditioning in our Sprad's RV camper. We didn't even use air conditioning till the final hour.
Wow.
And that's with the door open.
That is fantastic. Last year was a roaster.
Yes, it was. Weather was great, though. It was fun. Kellyanne Conway was really good. She, it's probably the only pair of boots this New York City girl would own, but she wore a pair of red boots, and that was fine. It was very cool. I want to ask you, because a lot of people were talking about it up in Gardnerville over the weekend, and that was the passing of John McCain. A lot of people are trying to reconcile recent policy, versus the fact that this guy, to most people, is a war hero. Maybe not according to the president, but to most people, is a war hero.
Well, I mean, look, I think war heroes are something that can unite the country, and whether they end up being a liberal or a conservative or somewhere in the middle, and certainly John McCain ended up somewhere in the middle, we can all look back at their service, and, you know, this guy was a prisoner of war for years. I mean, he was a hero. He showed more courage and bravery during those years of his life than most of us will do in a lifetime. And, you know, he should be honored for that, and I think it's important that the nation honor him for that. And he had a long career in public service. Obviously, you know, some of us more conservative folks had our disagreements. But, you know, when someone passes, we can focus on the things that we all appreciate about the
Don't
person.
Speak ill of the dead. And now let me ask you, should President Trump essentially just admit it? I'm going to give it up. John McCain was an American icon, and we will all miss him. I mean, should he go back on all the bad stuff he said about McCain?
Well, I mean, the bad stuff about, you know, knocking him for being captured and basically implying he wasn't a hero. Yes, he should go back on that stuff. I mean, you know, I don't think you just walk back all your policy disagreements because someone passed, but you know, the stuff that, about his service, I think, was really terrible. And, you know, he should have apologized at the time. He should apologize now. They should be flying the flags at half-staff, half-mast.
Which he did for a couple of days, and now today.
Oh, he did. Okay, that's
now
good.
Now they're back at full staff.
Okay, well, that's good.
Federal flags. States are doing different things.
Yeah, okay. I missed that. So I think that's good that they, you know, they did that. They honored him and respected him. And so, you know, maybe that's Trump's version of a walk back. He doesn't like to admit he was wrong. So, you know, maybe I'll just read into that's his acknowledgement that some of the things he said were not the best.
I'm just wondering what the lasting legacy, what the historians will say about John McCain. For a while, he was a maverick. He was a true maverick. And then a lot of people perceived him as a part of the establishment and not really much of a maverick. And by the way, that he went squishy on a lot of people.
Oh, well, I mean, that's what always made him a maverick, right, is that he was willing to veer to the left. And, you know, I think historians will say, or, you know, not even historians, we'll get the news, you know, it'll be like, why aren't Republicans like John McCain? You know, in 2008, of course, when he was running against Barack Obama, he was, you know, a horrible person and a terrible, terrible sexist, bigot, homophobe. But, you know, now that he's passed, he of course is the model Republican that the news media will hold up and compare, you know, living Republicans to. So, you know, I think he'll be remembered as a centrist. Obviously, remembered as someone who, you know, didn't have a good presidential run. And to be fair, in a really tough environment coming off of a two-term Republican president with a really bad economic downturn, hard to see any Republican winning that race. But, you know, I mean, there's not that many people who get remembered by history in 100 years. And a senator, even a presidential candidate, you know, there's just not a lot of us who are going to be remembered 100 years from now. So I think we should honor him for his service. And, you know, obviously, you mourn for the family, and it's that's hard.
Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You're coming off a week's vacation when you didn't write squat. What's that like for a guy that is a prolific writer, as you have been, dating back to your days with NPRI and now with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, to just go dark for a week? What is that like?
Well, it's, read the news and you kind of think, oh, man, that'd be interesting. Or, oh, I could get a column out of that. And it's like, oh, I don't have to do that right now.
You see, do you start scribbling down notes on a bar napkin or something? I mean, do you still do that?
Well, yeah, you still think of stories. I mean, the Question 1 court ruling that came out last week, the CCSD contract, the three-year contract that's really a one-year contract. I mean, all those things are interesting. They're big news stories. The bass fry, obviously, I wasn't able to be there for that. That would have been an interesting topic. So, I mean, it's like just like something you do it a lot, and so you always are kind of thinking in the back of your mind about stuff. But it's nice to be away. It's nice to be with the family. That's important.
More to come with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. One of the things we're going to talk about coming up in our next segment, the new NAFTA deal. Yeah, there's a new NAFTA deal with Mexico. President promised he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. He's done it, at least with Mexico. And the next stop is Justin Trudeau and Canada. Oh, Canada. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, so NAFTA, the president promised us, as candidate Donald Trump, that he was going to fix NAFTA, that he was going to renegotiate it. And so far, with Mexico, he's done it. Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You've been following this. Today, obviously, big story. And the fact is, we do have a new deal with Mexico, and Canada's next. Is it time to get – are we just about to check off another box?
Well, it certainly looks that way. I mean, the president – did what he usually does, which is break news by tweet, and so put out this morning that they're close to a deal with Mexico, and then obviously once that happens, we'll see if what they can do with Canada. If U.S. and Mexico have something they agree to, they likely can get Canada on board, and so obviously we don't know any of the details, so it's hard to. Render a judgment, but the president is a deal maker, likes to get things done, and I think he this will be another thing that he gets done.
What is wrong with the previous NAFTA deal? I'm trying to think, was that a Bill Clinton deal?
It was a Bill Clinton deal. I mean, I honestly thought it was thought it was pretty good. I mean, the point is to have trade between the three countries, and obviously the big you know, complaint from the U.S. side was, well, look, all the manufacturing jobs went to Mexico. It's a lot cheaper there. The labor is a lot cheaper. The regulations are a lot less, and undercut the American worker. So, and then the counterpoint to that is, well, that reduced the cost of a lot of goods, which the rest of us benefited from. So, you know, we'll have to see what they did. Did they increase? Part of it was, you know, automobiles. A certain percentage of the automobile that you sell in a country has to be, you know, made in that country. So we'll see if they tweak that or what happens.
Will Canada be more difficult than Mexico? Should it be? Justin Trudeau is a flaming liberal.
Well, I mean, Trump has had some pretty good clashes with the Mexican government. So at least he's not talking about, you know, having Canada pay for a wall along the border. So I would think that if the U.S. and Mexico could put those differences aside, that Canada, you know, our closest ally for, you know, however many decades, we could work something out.
I want to ask you, you had mentioned the school district, the Clark County School District. They have come up with a proposal that would allow school districts across the state to essentially issue their own taxes.
Yeah.
What is, I mean, is it like they don't have enough money already?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? Because if you ask, it's like any business, right? You ask a business or you ask an organization, do you have enough money? Are you getting paid enough? And everyone's going to say no, because that's human nature. And so, for decades, we have tried. I mean, literally decades. You go back and you look at the state of the state addresses from Democrat governors, Republican governors, and they all talk about how they are going to boost money for education, whether it's, you know, class size reduction or paying teachers more or buying school supplies so teachers don't have to do it. Basically, all of the ideas, the quote-unquote new ideas that we have now, you know, were tried 30, 40 years ago, and then tried again 20 years ago. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, student achievement,
yeah, still very low,
sucks,
still bad. I think part of the there's a couple problems. The biggest issue is that when you dump more money in the school system, the unions say, well, look, you have more money now, you can pay us more. And with the contract proposal that came out last week, that's basically exactly what's going to happen. Is the more money that you give the Clark County School District, the more they're going to pay their current employees for doing the same job. And I don't understand how you get different results when you pay the same people.
Does it mean more teachers, or does it mean more highly paid teachers?
Well, that's always the trade-off, right? Is that when the union goes in and says, well, we want these big raises, you know, what's the district going to do with their, if they had extra money, what would they do with it? They would hire more teachers. And so the union gets to have the best of both worlds, right? They say, well, give us all this money. And the district says, well, we don't really want to. It goes to arbitration. They have to pay them the money. And then the district says, well, we have to, you know, not hire as many teachers. And so the union says, look, our class sizes are so big. Give us more money. And it's, this is the kind of results that you get when you don't have a market, when you don't have the people who are consuming the product, the students, the parents, in control of being able to choose which delivery service they have.
Let me just ask you, because it's going to come up. The word was they had reached agreement on a 3-year deal. Is it a 3-year deal or a series of 1-year deals, or what is it?
Well, it's a PR stunt. I mean, what they have is they have a 3-year deal in place, and what the district is going to do is they're going to honor the arbitration decision. Looks like there's not going to be any from last year.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, is this the $60 million deal
that
left them with a $60 million hole?
Yep. So it's the they lost arbitration, put them in the $60 million hole. And so basically the union said, okay, we won't ask for more money this year. So that was for last school year that they created the hole. So this school year they're not going to ask for any raises, and they're going to go to the legislature and beg for more money. And then what I've been told, and they haven't put out because it shows it's not really a 3-year deal, is basically there's salary reopeners in years 2 and 3. So they have a 3-year deal that they could just reopen in year 2 and year 3. And they're going to, because the union, no matter what happens to the legislature, is not going to say, oh, it's okay that you don't give us more money this year.
So what does this mean about all the cuts that came? We got to cut $60 million from the budget. What happened to all those cuts?
Well, they happened.
Are they done? They
happened in, I think, May of this year, and they're in place. And so when you hear about, oh, you know, why are our class sizes going up? Well, because we're paying the teachers more. The district didn't have any more money.
Okay.
So.
Now, maybe I'm misunderstanding. If indeed the $60 million arbitration award is off the table, that means there's $60 million. The district should have $60 million more in their budget.
No, as part of the contract, the district said, we will pay you that money that you won in arbitration last year.
So they're going to drop the appeals or anything
exactly.
else?
Exactly. So they had been fighting it in court. And so they'd set the money aside because they said, if we lose, we got to have the money. But we're going to fight in court so that we can keep the money. And as part of this deal, they said, we're going to drop our appeal. They lost at the district court level. And, I mean, really, I think they should have lost. I don't understand what grounds they really had to appeal on. I mean, it's binding arbitration for a reason, even if I think the decision was terrible, and I think the decision was terrible. That's why you try and go and fight and get rid of binding arbitration, because it's a terrible system. But that's the system that's in place. I mean, the district, I think, was going to lose at the Supreme Court level. And so they just said, okay, we will pay you the money that you won last year that caused the $60 million in cuts. And the union says, okay, we won't ask for any money for this current school year, any raises for this current school year.
First week of school came off without a hitch. Schools are open now, in, I think, across the state. And they're certainly open here in Southern Nevada. How'd it go down here?
Well, I mean, there was actually a couple of gun incidents.
Lockdown in at Green Valley High?
Yeah. I mean, in Henderson, there was a student at Foothill High School who was arrested. So, I mean, it's hard to say because, I mean, you've got 320,000 students, and so, you know, you get 4 or 5 dozen knuckleheads, and there's certainly more than that in the school district, and it can certainly cause those headlines. But, you know, I know everyone hopes that students learn and achieve and have a good school year.
Another mass shooting. This time at a Madden tournament, a John Madden tournament in Jacksonville. Yeah, hard to believe, but I never thought we would end up talking about soft targets being a Madden tournament, where it's just a bunch of gamers, a bunch of geeks that love playing Madden. And somebody lost. And somebody wasn't very happy about that. We'll talk about that. How long will it be before the gun Nazis are out? I'm waiting for somebody to say we should ban Madden tournaments. Don't heighten the no. Don't heighten the security for said tournaments. I think it's the Madden tournaments that are doing it. It's not the guns. Guns don't kill people. Madden kills people. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. What'll you do
when you get home? 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Yeah, we survived the 4th annual Bass Cry. It was great. The weather was wonderful. The food was phenomenal. The speakers were great. Kellyanne Conway wowed them. Devin Nunes, same way. Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor was there. Let's see, who else spoke? Michael Roberson and Dean Heller. The lieutenant governor did. He's the host. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. Danny Tarkanian was not there. I called Amy and Amy said, we're walking today because, Susie Lee's walking. We knew we had to walk also. So they were walking neighborhoods yesterday here in District 3. Bob Beers wasn't there. Didn't see Bob Beers. I thought I would see Bob Beers, you know, running statewide. But it was just a fun deal. Fun deal. While all this was happening, we had what went down in Jacksonville yesterday. Jacksonville, Florida, at a Madden tournament. I know those of us over the age of 35 are going, huh? What? But if you've ever gone by the Luxor, their esports arena, I mean, that, and by the way, joining us now, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. These tournaments are a big deal around the country.
Well, they're a big deal, and they are not just a big deal for the people who play them, but they are becoming spectator sports, and people are showing up in the thousands to watch them, and they're, you know, noticing enough where people on the Strip now are creating arenas for esports tournaments. And, you know, I started to feel old when it's like, oh,
don't we all?
What are these things? But, you know, that's what the kids these days are.
It used to be somebody just sat in his basement and played Madden all day.
I know, and now they sit in their basement and play Madden all day and live stream themselves to other people in their basement.
No, and now they can make like $5,000.
It is. I mean, if you're good at some of these games, you can make a good living.
What do we know about David Katz, the shooter?
Well, I mean, I think before this, you just would have thought he was a gamer. I mean, someone who played in these tournaments, you know, had a lot of. I don't know if experience is the right word, but
well, he played last year in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, he was known. I think his fellow gamers thought he was a little reserved or nerdy, but you know, when you're talking to gamers, I don't know how uncommon that is.
Boy, now you're really gonna you're digging the hole deeper. Yeah. Nerdy.
Well, hey, I'm old, so I can say these things. But I think, you know, it's obviously a tragedy. Just a tragedy. And but I think it's just surprising. I mean, you're playing video games and all of a sudden someone's shooting at you. For the live stream to capture some of it, I think it's just, I mean, the whole thing is horrific. And your hearts break for the families of those who died. One of the gentlemen was a married father. And it's just, I mean, what a horrible thing. I mean,
are we ready to ban Madden now? All the gun Nazis that have been out, David Hogg and people like that, are they going to be out to ban Madden tournaments?
We need a Madden-free zone. You know?
See, there we go. There we go.
You know, it's so funny is because this was committed with a handgun, the murder, and so, you know, all these folks who say, oh, it's just assault rifles and just M6 or AK-47s, you know, that we want to ban. Like, well, the argument doesn't make any sense because most murders are committed with handguns. I mean, something like 80 to 90% of murders that are done by firearms are with handguns. And so either your policy is going to be ineffective, as we see with this situation, or you really do want to ban all weapons, which is, I think, where the left is at, and they just aren't willing to admit it, basically.
Well, they can't go there. They simply can't go that far. So they go, you know, they accept half a loaf, thinking eventually they'll be able to get the other half.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they want gun bans, they want gun confiscation, and you know what's so sad is that if you're this person who's, you know, unstable or you know wanting to commit a crime, you will just go buy a gun illegally, and it's all the people who are sitting there who are defenseless and now who can't buy a weapon to defend themselves with. I mean, they're the ones that these proposals ultimately hurt.
Yeah, and the only people that'll ultimately have weapons will be bad people.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like this idea with the private sales background check initiative. I mean, all you're doing is you're inconveniencing the law-abiding citizens who are not going to be committing the crimes. I mean, if you're a criminal buying an illegal gun from another private party, you think, oh, okay, well, there's a background check law, so now I'm going to go get a background check. No, you're not going to do that.
I want to ask, because while you were away, we had Paul Manafort found guilty on 8 of 18 counts. We had Michael Cohen agreeing to a plea agreement with the Robert Mueller team. How much trouble is the president in? Is he in any more trouble today than he was before you went on vacation?
Yeah, I think he is in. I think he is in trouble. The immunity to the I think the CFO of the Trump Organization, I think, is concerning. I just have to know, we are a long ways from Russia. You know, remember how this was started with, oh, the Russians, they were colluding with the Trump campaign and they stole the election. I mean, we are way past that. And now we are just, it looks like Mueller is just digging into anyone who ever talk to Trump, did they commit any crimes in hopes of flipping them to try and find something wrong that Trump did. And, you know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, if you go into any one circle of friends, you're going to find people who committed crimes. And, you know, I guess we'll just see what the evidence says.
Victor Jenks joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You recall the original agreement said, and other crimes you may come across.
Yeah, I mean, so, they give themselves wiggle room. But the pretext of starting it and why it was such an urgency was, you know, this whole thing with Russia, and that's why Sessions recused himself, because he had some conflict with, you know, he didn't disclose a meeting with some Russian diplomat. And, you know, but this whole thing would not have been started because, oh, your campaign advisor for 2 months, who everyone knew was kind of a sketchy guy, he committed tax evasion. Let's go
in 2007.
Right, before he was ever involved with the Trump campaign, before Trump had even considered running for office. So far, I mean, it's just coming up empty, but it looks like he's building to try and turn people with plea agreements, immunity deals, to get something on the president.
Want to go to cut four if we can. Can we go to cut four? This is Devin Nunes at the Basque Fry on Saturday. And Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, he says they simply cannot be believed on this Russian collusion thing. I want you to listen to Devin Nunes. This is Saturday from the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville.
You've just published a story. It's a pretty stunning story in the New
Yorker. No. That was Wolf Blitzer. I know my buddy Wolf Blitzer. That happens from time to time. Let me say, one of the things that Devin Nunes did say is that, you know, the Democrats on the committee have not found anything on Russian collusion.
Well, and the reason you know that they haven't found anything is there have been no anonymously sourced leaks about all the stuff that they have found. And so they are. They're digging, and that's why the investigation has turned to, you know, Trump's financial dealings, this payoff to the porn star. You know, again, these things are way beyond Russia. And that to me is the best evidence that there's really nothing there. I mean, maybe we'll see. I'm certainly open to new evidence, but so far all the signs point to, you know, basically that the Russians published some bad memes.
Okay, now let's go to Devin Nunes Saturday, the fourth annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville.
You know, they've said multiple times that they have seen evidence of Trump colluding with Russians. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but I will tell you what the Republicans in the House of Representatives and on the Intelligence Committee did for this country. And a lot of people say that it was me. I'm just the chairman. But I will tell you, all of the members on our committee have had to go through a bunch of crap and nonsense and get accused of being everything from a traitor to a Putin puppet, when only the opposite is true. And what did we discover? We discovered that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. There was only collusion between the Clinton campaign and Russia. And how did we do that? Every step of the way we were opposed. We had to subpoena records. We had to go to court. We had to fight. And eventually, everyone found out that the Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee, had paid a law firm that paid some consultants to hire a former British spy to go to the Russians and get dirt on Trump. Now, remember what I told you earlier? Whatever they accuse you of doing, you can almost assuredly know it's what they're doing. And that's what I said. Once I knew that very first day, after I was put on the Trump transition team, and they started to accuse me of being some puppet of Russia when I had a whole career of complaining about what we were doing about the Russia threat, I knew that something was up.
Devin Nunes, nice guy, member of Congress and chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He has been vilified by Adam Schiff and others, but a good guy. My question is, with all the stuff he said, how come nobody is investigating Hillary or Fusion GPS or any of this stuff. I mean, is anybody on the other side going to go to jail? I mean, we've got people on the right who are going to go to jail. Manafort's probably going to go to jail.
Yeah, no, I think it's a perfectly fair thing to ask. And, I mean, you don't just have to go to the dossier. I mean, you look at the Hillary Clinton email investigation that, you know, where they had basically decided what they were going to do before they interviewed her.
She was not negligent. She was careless.
Right, because they didn't want to, you know, the whole thing is just stinks. I mean, it just totally stinks. And when Trump, you know, complains about the deep state or basically bias against him and in the DOJ and the FBI, I mean, this is the type of stuff he's talking about. And I mean, it's hard not to look at the evidence and say he's right. I mean, there's a difference in interest of the people who are doing the investigating. The media's interest is obviously different. And it's you know, very frustrating that there's been such a, you know, it's taken so long for the House Republicans to get a lot of these records. And that's something that Trump, you know, could have done, was basically said, just look, release all these things. Let's get all these records out. I can declassify them. I'm the president. But, you know, what he doesn't want is to look like, oh, he's just interfering with the investigation, because then the media will say, oh, you're interfering with the investigation. So that's kind of a no-win spot. But, I mean, look, that Representative Nunes made a great point. I mean, that the Hillary Clinton campaign through Christopher Steele and the dossier, they basically said, give us some gossip on Trump. And, you know, we came up with the golden shower. So, yeah, great point.
Normally you come back from a week's vacation and it's tough coming back to work. You've got on your plate so much really great stuff. I can't wait to see what you come up with this week. You'll be writing again soon?
Yeah, my column comes back out on Wednesday, so I'm excited about that.
We'll let you go write. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too.
And welcome back.
Appreciate it.
That's Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. Highlights from the Basque Fry on Saturday. We've got them for you coming up next. Live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do. which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We were at the Corley Ranch on Saturday, and I got to tell you, it was fun. I had a great time, by the way, at the Carson Nugget. Dean DeLillo and his amazing staff putting us up for a couple of nights. And then on Saturday, we went out to the Corley Ranch. Temperature 86 degrees for a high. It was in the 50s for a low. So by the time we got there, I was wearing a light jacket, got rid of the jacket about an hour in, and it was delightful. It was really nice. Those of you that were there, we're going to gain your reaction to what you saw and heard in mingling with other Republicans and conservatives. What'd you think? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear from one of the keynoters, Kellyanne Conway. She was at the Bass Fry. I tweeted out, what was it, yesterday, and got a lot of play on social media. Because she had red boots on. Now, it may be the only pair of red boots that she owns, or Western boots that she owns, but she looked the part. She looked like a Western girl. She really honestly did. But here was Kellyanne Conway drawing comparisons between Adam Laxalt and Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Ladies and gentlemen, great leaders, they're not made. They evolve and they step up. Adam Laxalt is like Ronald Reagan in that he doesn't need to do this. He already has a great life. Look at his great life. He already has a great career. He's done an amazing job as your attorney general. He doesn't need to be governor of Nevada. He wants to be governor of Nevada because he very much believes in Nevada and all that great leadership makes a difference. Don't overcomplicate this race. It's a very simple choice. It's right in front of you. But the minute you ever revert back to those three lazy, crazy words, this one can't win, that one can win, this one can't win, we're all then learning the wrong lessons from 2016. Voters don't ask, Nevadans don't ask who can win, they ask who can lead. Leadership, that's right. This is about leadership. This is about leadership. And Ronald Reagan and Paul Laxalt, for that matter, God rest their souls, also had something else in common with Adam Laxalt. Happy warriors. Just genuinely joyful about public service. You want people who are in it for you, not in it for the power, the money, the position, the status, the bankability. You don't want that. You want someone who's in it for the right reasons.
I thought that was great. I thought Kellyanne Conway was great. Devin Nunes, Marcus Luttrell. And I don't know where he came from, but Grover Norquist, the no tax pledge guy, he was there. And I was like, oh, really? We broadcast live from a ranch, and it was so much fun. For those of you listening in Reno and Sparks and Carson City and Ely and Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley and Hawthorne and Pahrump, I hope you enjoyed our broadcast. And I want to take just a quick second. Need to thank Fred Weinberg, who actually owns USA Radio Network, and he was right there at the controls. He was essentially engineering our broadcast, and he set it all up. Wyatt Cox, our man in Ely, runs KELY, keeps it on the air. He was spinning the dials and did a great job. And in fact, it was our best broadcast of the four. It was our best broadcast, bar none. It was really good, and we had a lot of fun. And I want to thank Rico Aller from Carson Insulation, and Megan Barth. We'll talk about an hour from now. Megan Barth will join us in just a bit. I got to tell you. I thought it was the best bass fry, weather wise. Now you can argue the year just ahead of the 2016 presidential election, that you know, having presidential candidates out at the Corley Ranch was pretty cool, and I got to admit it was. But I thought Kellyanne Conway and Devin Nunes and Marcus Luttrell and Grover Norquist, of course, Dean Heller, Michael Roberson, and others from around the state. I thought this was probably the best. So congratulations to Adam Laxalt and his amazing team, Robert Eitoven and others, bringing this thing off. And, of course, the Morning in Nevada Pack, the sponsors of the event. Thanks to all of you for making a fun thing for all of us who were there. The volunteers, you guys were great. My name is Kevin Wall. Coming up, Kelly McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, will join us next, live and local, now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.